Proverbs chapter 13. A wise son accepts his father's discipline, but a scornful son does not listen to a reprimand. From the fruit of his mouth a person eats well, but treacherous people have an appetite for violence. Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. Whoever opens his lips carelessly ruins himself. The appetite of a lazy person craves things, but he gets nothing. The appetite of hardworking people is fully satisfied. A righteous person hates everything false, but a wicked person causes disgrace and shame. Righteousness guards a person who has integrity, but wickedness perverts a sinner. One person pretends to be rich but has nothing. Another pretends to be poor but has great wealth. A man's riches may ransom his life, but a poor man does not hear a threat. The light of the righteous brings joy, but the lamp of the wicked will put it out. Insolence produces only strife, but wisdom resides with those who take advice. Wealth gained out of thin air shrinks, but wealth accumulated by steady work grows. Hope delayed makes a heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. The person who despises a word of instruction will pay the price, but the person who respects a command will be rewarded. The teaching of a wise person is a fountain of life. It can turn someone away from the snares of death. Good sense yields grace, but the way of the treacherous is unchanging. Every sensible person acts with knowledge, but a fool displays stupidity. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a trustworthy envoy brings healing. A person who ignores discipline ends up with poverty and shame, but one who conforms to correction will be honored. A desire that is fulfilled tastes sweet to the soul, but to fools it is disgusting to turn from evil. Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Trouble pursues sinners, but goodness repays the righteous. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. The farmland of the poor may produce much food, but it may be swept away by injustice. A person who withholds his rod hates his son, but one who loves him administers discipline promptly. A righteous person eats until his appetite is satisfied, but the stomach of the wicked is always empty. Chapter 14. A wise woman builds her house, but a foolish one tears it down with her own hands. Whoever walks in the right way fears the Lord, but a person who is devious in his ways despises him. In the mouth of a stubborn fool there is a proud rod, but the lips of the wise protect them. Without cattle, the manger is empty, but a great harvest is gained by the strength of an ox. A faithful witness does not lie, but a false witness breathes lies. A scoffer seeks wisdom yet finds none, but knowledge comes easily to a discerning person. Keep away from a foolish person, since you will not learn anything from his lips. The wisdom of a sensible person is that he understands his way, but the stupidity of fools is deceptive. Fools scoff at the idea of guilt, but favor is found among the upright. A heart knows its own bitterness, and no stranger can share its joy. The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the upright will thrive. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it is the road to death. Even in laughter, a heart can ache, and the end of joy may be grief. A backslider will be satisfied with his ways, and a good man will be satisfied with his. A gullible person trusts anything, but a sensible person considers his steps. A wise person fears and turns from evil, but a fool is rash and overconfident. A short-tempered person acts foolishly, and a schemer is hated. Gullible people inherit stupidity. But sensible people embrace knowledge. Evil people will bow down to good people, and wicked people will bow down at the gates of the righteous. A poor person is hated even by his neighbor, but those who love a rich person are many. A person who despises his neighbor is sinning, but one who is kind to the oppressed is blessed. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.